Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Anxious homeowners want to go back to see what, if anything, is left of their homes in and around Los Angeles. But L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says not yet.
There are downed power poles, electric wires. There are still some smoldering fires. It is not safe.
About 105,000 people are under evacuation orders. Officials say at least 16 have died in the fires. More than 12,000 buildings have been lost. As for the federal response,
FEMA Director Deanne Criswell told Face the Nation the wind is her big concern for crews battling the blazes.
These winds change the dynamics of this fire, and so I'm concerned for the safety of our firefighters.
Early this morning on social media, President-elect Trump bashed California leaders for their fire response, calling them incompetent.
I think that they were very prepared. This is something that they are very used to, but they have never seen 100-mile-an-hour winds that are fueling the fire, and those winds is what really impacts, you know, where this fire is going to go.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
From the Midwest to the Northeast, snow is falling or on the way. Weather Prediction Center meteorologist Brian Hurley.
We are looking for lake effect snowfall. Upper Michigan, Northwest and North Central Lower Michigan, you know, those areas are going to see 6 to 12 plus inches of snow.
Hurley says Central New York's Tug Hill region east of Lake Ontario could see up to 2 feet. Parts of Tennessee have gotten heavy snow, and as the Deep South goes through a deep freeze, growers are worried about nighttime temps falling well below freezing.
There could be long-term damage to fruit trees and plants, and many homeowners are worried about damage to greenery, bushes, and plants. Megan Turner owns a plant nursery in South Alabama.
If you can bring the plant indoors, we do recommend doing that because you can control the environment and it is much warmer. If it's something permanent, then we recommend covering with a soft layer like a blanket or sheet and then plastic or tarp.
Southerners have also been worried about frozen pipes in houses that aren't insulated for such record cold. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Phoenix City, Alabama.
There are new rumblings about a deal to return at least some of the hostages taken by Hamas 15 months ago. CBS's Linda Gradstein says Israel has sent high-level leaders to Qatar to discuss it.
In the first stage, 34 Israeli hostages, mostly women and elderly men, will be released in exchange for 1,200 Palestinian prisoners, as well as a 42-day ceasefire in Gaza. Hamas says that the deal has already been finalized and is just waiting for Israel to sign off on it.
The White House says President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu have spoken about it. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Another 1 to 2 inches of snowfall during the day. High temperatures warming to the upper 20s. A west breeze developing, gusting between 20 and 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Lows near 2 below. Wind chills near 20 below. Right now, it's 28.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Make you higher than any Gordy Hartman kicking things off here on the Polka Party with the Polkaholic Polka. Yeah, we're not feeling much better today either. And we're going to just do the same thing we did last week. Just continue playing some great tunes with no breaks, commercial breaks. Well, I shouldn't say commercial breaks, but, you know, you'll just have to figure out the songs yourself. Here's one entitled The Night That Frankie Yankovic Came to Town. David Allan Cole sings this.
Harry Truman was our president. A Coke and burger cost you 30 cents. And I was still in love with Mavis Brown on the night Frankie Yankovic came to town. I Love Lucy debuted on TV. That was one big event we didn't see, 'cause no one stayed at home for miles around on the night Frankie Yankovic came to town. Mama ironed my shirt and Daddy let me take the truck. I drove the Nemecolon and picked old Mavis up. We hit that Red Star Inn for one quick round on the night Frankie Yankovic came to town. A thousand people sweltered in the gym. Then I heard someone whisper, "Hey, that's him." That's when the crowd let out this deafening sound. It was the night Frankie Yankovic came to town. All night long the people heard him play. Just because the blue skirt waltz, no beer day. And no one stayed at home for miles around on the night Frank Yankovic came to town. My dad had a picture made with Frankie by the car. They said he sure was humble for America's polka star. The music was the greatest sound around on the night Frankie Yankovic came to town. Frankie signed his autograph on Barbara Zora's hand. While we were taking pictures with the boys in Frankie's band, the effect on all our lives was quite profound the night Frank Yankovic came to town. Yes, no one stayed at home for miles around on the night Frank Yankovic came to town.
Yeah, the miners came to the VFW Nemecolon, and they came from all around. They came from Carmichael's, they came from Crucible. They came from Waynesburg, Uniontown, Morgantown, all to hear the king.
Face and breathe.
the power just to turn back the pages of time.
I give all I own if I could buy the tone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
If God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time,
I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
That silver-haired daddy of mine.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. We'll be right back.
was standing on a corner, never had a dime. Standing on a corner, had a boogie on my mind. Sing the boogie, Oklahoma style. I said that Oklahoma boogie's got the rhythm that'll drive you wild. The rhythm that they had was the best by far. A big bass fiddle and a steel guitar. Sing the boogie, Oklahoma style. I said that Oklahoma boogie's got the rhythm that'll drive you wild.
Pennsylvania Pipe.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Anxious homeowners want to go back to see what, if anything, is left of their homes, but Los Angeles City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says it's too dangerous in at least one spot.
There's still active fires that are burning within the Palisades area, making it extremely, extremely dangerous for the public.
California Democratic Senator Adam Schiff tells ABC's This Week he's concerned about the water shortage that has hurt the firefight.
The governor's called for an independent review of why we didn't have enough water in places like the Palisades. There were also water pressure issues in Altadena. I support that independent review.
Neither case against Donald Trump went to trial. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says that may be special counsel Jack Smith's legacy as he resigns.
When people look back at Jack Smith's tenure, I think they will see that in both of the cases that he brought against President Trump, his efforts were largely stymied.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Another 1 to 2 inches of snowfall during the day. High temperatures warming to the upper 20s. A west breeze developing, gusting between 20 and 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Lows near 2 below. Wind chills near 20 below. Currently 26 degrees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's the, like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yeah.
and gentlemen, here's Matt Levandusky to talk to you about America's favorite fruit.
Oh, it's food.
Okay, everybody, grab your ketchup, mustard, and relish. This is called the hot dog song. Here we go. I've got a hot dog, for you. Hot dog for you. For you, I've got a hot dog, hot dog for you. They call me Hot Dog Joe. I've got a teeny, a weeny hot dog for you, hot dog for you, hot dog for you. I've got a teeny, a weeny hot dog for you. They call me Hot Dog Joe.
We'll be right back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Polish kid for you there, huh? And we got time for one more tune before we say goodbye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And I think we're going to play the barn dance from the Polish kid. Have yourself a great week, everybody. Thank you.
out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Let's call the night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Turn out the lights.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Allbush Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The weather is not helping the men and women trying to put out the wildfires in and around Los Angeles. And forecasters say wind gusts of up to 100 miles per hour are about to return. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Marone.
These winds, combined with low relative humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in Los Angeles County very high.
Evacuation orders are up for about 105,000 people. Sheriff Robert Luna.
If you are asked to leave and you're in an evacuation order area, your life is in danger. You need to leave.
KCBS Radio's Matt Bigler is with some of the people who have left.
Mariana is one of over 100,000 evacuees from across L.A. County.
It's just heartbreaking. It's devastating.
The Red Cross has opened 9 evacuation centers here. Spokesperson Mimi Teller.
We are doing everything we can right now just to make sure people are safe and that they don't feel alone, because there is a lot of loss out there.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Los Angeles.
There have been rumblings for weeks about a possible deal to free at least some of the people.